una domanda difficile e da parte di Umberto.
I got a difficult question. Umberto is writing us this difficult question. The brother is not a difficult question, it's difficult. He's sweet.
Scusa Umberto, non volevo dire niente di negativo.
Dice, carissimo fratello Giuseppe.
Ecco, vedi, già comincia bene.
I write to you as a person who follows the word and studies the word and follows you and esteems you. I also dedicate time to studying the Bible, especially studying the prophecies. In this period, I'm writing a book that's called The Future in the Hands of God, a guide to the Bible prophecies to find hope in the present time. And this book I'm writing about the prophecies from the Old and the New Testament. And because how important and delicate is my work, I want to be very correct and very precise in my conclusions.
Mi hai illuminato su molti passaggi cruciali e desidero
enlighten me through many crucial passages about the prophecies, and you gave me many answers, and I agree with you over many fundamental points. For example, I agree completely with you that the white horse from the Book of Revelation is Jesus Christ. I also think you are right that the two witnesses from the Book of Revelation are the new prophets, the prophets which will lead the church in the end time, and I agree with that too. And I also agree with 144,000, your interpretation about it, that the 144,000 are spiritual Jews, they are not the physical Jews.
Escludendo forse simbolicamente quelle legate all'idolatria, sottolineando un requisito di purezza.
Also the list that Giovanni talks about in the Book of Revelation, the list of the 12 tribes of Israel, I agree completely that they are the 12 spiritual tribes, the spiritual Jews. And Levi was always the priesthood, the tribe for the priests. And also that, it's a very important reason to know that the 144,000 and the 12 tribes of Israel from the Book of Revelation are the spiritual Jews. Now, I have a doubt, a chronological doubt. I want to know the chronology of the final events. If the ministry of the two witnesses, 1,260 days, that's how long their testimony is, their ministry is, and that finishes with their resurrection, and it's in the same time when they resurrect, that is also the rapture of the church, then the wrath of God. But how can you put the chronology of the when happens this seven cups of the wrath of God? When do they happen between the end of the 1260 days, the rapture, and the battle of Armageddon? Are these seven cups of the wrath of God very quick happening and compressed time? Please help me with this to understand. When do they happen, the seven cups of the wrath of God? Because to me, it's a very short time. Between the 1260 days and the rapture and the battle of Armageddon. So he's writing a book.
Evidentemente la mia chiamata non è di far libri, ma dovete fare voi, fratelli.
Also, we're trying to make some books, but doesn't seem like we make it. Brethren, you can make books. And when you make the books, when you make these things, even if you have to sell, before selling, please make sure that your books and all the material you have, you make it also available for free. Like it says in Isaiah 55. In the world of Christianity today, everything they sell, Isaiah 55, 1. Everyone that thirsts, come to the waters, and he that has no money, come, buy and eat. The word that you work with, the devil will come and tempt you to give it only to those who buy it for you. Yeah, you will gain some money, but you will lose God's blessing. Make sure you make it available also for free. That's what we try to do all the time. Come and buy and eat. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Isaiah 55:1. So God says here, come. Forget all those churches that sell to you the gospel like gold. They shouldn't sell it. Okay, fine. You can sell a book because you need to also pay your rent, but the Lord says, give my word also for free. God bless you, Umberto. I'm not talking only to you, I'm talking to everybody. So it's an important question he has. If we know from the prophecies that the rapture is at the end of the 7 years, at the end of the Great Tribulation, we see in Revelation 11 that at the end of 1260 days, the two witnesses are killed, then they resurrect, and they go on a cloud in heaven, and that's the resurrection and rapture. This is the resurrection. And right after the resurrection is the rapture, at the last trump. In Thessalonians, it says, first is the resurrection, then is the rapture. So the two witnesses that go up to heaven, they are part of the first resurrection. Maybe it won't be a very, like, two distinct things. I don't know. They are on the streets for 3.5 days in Jerusalem. After the resurrection, there is an earthquake. I don't know exactly if it's simultaneous or not. We will see. So, if the rapture comes at the end of the tribulation, and we know that afterward comes the wrath of God, Revelation 15 and 16, and then comes the battle of Armageddon, how in these 7 years, how can we put all these events, like there is no time to put everything chronologically speaking? Who said there is no time? No, it doesn't seem like there is time to fit all these events. I'm asking his question, Umberto's question, and you have to answer. It seems right. But there is no time. Also for the, when does it happen, the wrath of God? So Umberto says there is not enough time to happen all the great judgments during the wrath of God. Unless you think that the vials of the wrath are very, like, quick happening. Okay, now we will answer. Let's read the Bible. The separation of these events, they are very separated, these events. This separation is very clear, detailed, in Daniel 12. Daniel 12, 1, 6 and 7. Here we see, what do we see in these three scriptures? Daniel 12, 1, 6 and 7. We see the Great Tribulation. We see the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. Verse 7, it tells you how long is the tribulation. It says a time, times, and half a time. It's written in parable, but we know that these 3.5 times confirmed with Revelation 12:14 and Revelation 12:5 and 6, especially 6. Verse 14, it says 3.5 times. Verse 6, it says 1,260 days. So 3.5 times are 1,260 days. And that's the explanation, the translation of it. So 3.5 years of tribulation. The next step, you need to go to Daniel 12:11, and here we find the exact length of how long is the wrath of God. It's 30 days. It gives you 30 days. Let's read it. Daniel 12:11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that make a desolate set up, so we know that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. In verse 31 it says, it's taken away at the breaking of the covenant in the middle of the 7 years. So the moment that they put the abomination of desolation and the daily sacrifice is stopped, which happens in the middle of the 7 year covenant, then, verse 11, we continue, there shall be 1,290 days instead of 1,260 days. Now here it says 1,290 days. What's this difference? So there are 30 days extra. So from the moment that the covenant is broken until when? It doesn't say. It says there shall be 1,290 days.
È compresa anche l'ira di Dio.
In this chapter, it's also the wrath of God. But it doesn't say that. Well, you can interpret it.
Capito? Perché qui il Signore l'ha scritto in un modo che le capre e la zizzania non lo capiscano.
The Lord explained it in a way that the goats won't understand. Well, all the time it says 1,260 days, but here we see 1,290 days, so something that happens after the tribulation. Revelation, Daniel 12:7. And I heard a man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. And he swore by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time. This is 3 times and a half, 3 years and a half. Verse 6, it says, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? So the end of these wonders, the end of the tribulation for the church, which will be raptured at the end of the tribulation, when will be the end? The answer is a time, times, and a half. In other words, 3 years and a half. Verse 1 in Daniel 12:1, we see the great tribulation. In verse 1, it describes the great tribulation. And then it says, from the moment that the sacrifice is interrupted, it's abolished. Verse 11, the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. There shall be 1,290 days. We know from other scriptures, especially Revelation 15, 1 and 2, we know that after the tribulation, there is the wrath of God. These 30 days extra, they immediately go like the wrath of God. After 1,260 days of tribulation comes the 30 days, which we know from other prophecies, which is the wrath of God. There are 30 days extra here in verse 11. You can only put them on what will be next after the tribulation. Revelation 15, 1 and 2, it says, is the wrath of God. If the wrath of God, it's only 30 days, that's not bad. It will be a very difficult time. It's only 30 days, thank God. This is for the sons of the devil, for those who have the mark of the beast. This wrath of God is for those who have the mark of the beast. Almost all evangelical say, we are not destined to wrath. No, we are not destined to wrath because we are in heaven. Revelation 15, 1 and 2, it says, those who overcame the mark of the beast are in heaven with the harps of God. So they are not here anymore. So why does it say in 1 Thessalonians 5, 9, it says, we are not destined to the wrath. Yeah, we are not resting to the death of God, but we are going to go through the wrath of the devil. The devil comes down on earth with great wrath, it says in the book of Revelation. We are not destined to the wrath of God, but we are destined to the wrath of the devil. Revelation 12:12, I think, it says that the devil came down on earth with great wrath. Woe unto you, sea, sea and earth. With great wrath comes the devil to you, is thrown down on earth. That's the wrath of the devil. 3 years and a half, the great tribulation, the mark of the beast. No, but we will be raptured before. No, there are no scriptures to say that. If you think you are raptured before, the devil is just deceiving you, so you don't get prepared. Daniel 12:11. Revelation 12:11-12. From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that make a desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. So now it's even more complicated. So 1,290 days, 30 days extra, and then there are 45 days extra. These 45 days extra, neither these are in the 1,260 days, the 3 years and a half of Great Tribulation. We just have to study Revelation very well. And let's see the chronology. We need to study the book of Revelation well. So, 1,260 day. Okay. 7 years, the covenant. Daniel 9:27. Daniel 11:31, the 7 year covenant is broken in the middle. And after that, there are 42 months, Revelation 13:5, 42 months of tribulation. So 7 years, breaking of the covenant, 1,260 days, 360 days, 3 years and a half of great tribulation. After the great tribulation, there is the first resurrection, then there is the rapture, and then there is the wrath of God. Daniel 12:11 says it's 30 days, the wrath of God. Knowing from the book of Revelation, the chronology, what's the next thing that happens after the wrath of God? Revelation 19:11, Armageddon. After the wrath of God is Armageddon. Daniel 12:11-12 tells us the days of the wrath of God and how many days are the battle of Armageddon. And then after the battle of Armageddon, the millennium starts.
Allora, fai conto che sei uno che primo giorno che ci incontra. Tutto chiaro?
Quindi Apocalisse non ti dà questi numeri.
So the book of Revelation doesn't give you the number of days, but it gives you the chronology. And Daniel gives you the number of days. Verse 12, blessed is he that waits to 1,335 days. Who are those who are blessed? Well, those blessed.
Che hanno sbagliato a farlo, però dicevano quelli che rimangono indietro.
Remember the movie Left Behind?
Quando dopo il rapimento.
After the rapture, well, they got it wrong there. In the movie they got it wrong.
I cristiani che va bene,
poi ci sono anche the nominal Christians who are not really Christians who are not raptured, of course. All the Christians will be raptured, but there will be also some political groups that fight against the Antichrist during the Great Tribulation. There'll be political groups who will not agree with the new Hitler, the Antichrist, and they will not take the mark of the beast. All these groups, for different reasons, they didn't receive the mark of the beast. To them, God says, blessed are you that wait. After the Antichrist destroys America, Revelation 13, it says, who can fight against the Antichrist? Who can fight against the beast? I think it's Revelation 13:4-5. It says, who can fight against the Antichrist, against the beast? And then there are people who say, okay, at this point, we might as well take the mark of the beast. The whole world is in his hands. Everybody was destroyed who fought against him. So let's just take the mark of the beast. But the prophecy here says, blessed is he that waits to 1,335, in other words, the end of Armageddon. So those who are left behind were not raptured. There will be people who still did not receive the mark of the beast. They didn't receive it for different reasons, political reasons or whatever. If they resist, and they wait to the end of Armageddon. They will be blessed because they will enter the millennium. So this 1,335 days, here we find 1,200 days of the 3 years and a half of tribulation, 30 days of the wrath of God, and 45 days of the battle of Armageddon. That's how long it will be, the battle of Armageddon, 45 days. So 1,260 days plus 30 plus 45. But Jesus can with one breath destroy the Antichrist. Why does he take 45 days of the battle of Armageddon to destroy the Antichrist? Well, he does it for us. God knew the choice of Abraham, but he still had Abraham go through the test of sacrificing Isaac. The angel, God did that so everybody can see, including the angels and everybody in the spirit world and everybody around, to see that Abraham was willing. So the battle of Armageddon is part of the wrath of God, yes, is the climax of the wrath of God, is the last cup, the last vial. There is Babylon being destroyed, Revelation 17 and 18. God uses the Antichrist to destroy Babylon. And then the last vial is the wrath of God, which is the battle of Armageddon. So we can say that the seven cups of the wrath of God are 75 days, 30 plus 45.
No, Angela lì con le cose elettroniche lì, capito? Lì è sempre che chiacchiera con Jasmine, no? Devono suddividersi i bottoni da schiacciare.
Angela's there with all the buttons, but no, she still follows.
Io scherzo, ma loro sono molto bravi. Vediamo se c'è altro.
No, secondo me è tutto. Ecco. Certo, dobbiamo chiedere a Umberto se è chiaro, se
so we hope it's clear.
Che abbiamo spiegato. Quindi fratello, scrivici.
Sì, Umbertino.
So I will repeat it in English. 7 years of the covenant, 3 years and a half of the tribulation, 1,260 days, plus 30 days the wrath of God, and 45 days the battle of Armageddon.
Chiediamo a tutti i fratelli che fanno queste cose di non mischiare i nostri insegnamenti con altri, perché specialmente.
I bless you for what you want to do. Please don't mix our teachings with other teachings which are not based on the Bible. Don't mix two different wines in what you preach or write in this book. God bless you, brother.